Hello, everyone, and welcome.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Lena. Today, we're exploring one of the most practical and timely resources developed for the global cooling sector, the Assessing RAC Plant Sustainability Technical Guide, developed by ASHRAE and UNEP Ozone Action.
And when we say RAC, we mean refrigeration and air conditioning systems that nearly every building and industry depend on. And this guide helps operators, technicians, managers, and policymakers strengthen safety, performance, and sustainability across those systems.
It has full of actionable tools, checklists, and templates. But more importantly, it provides a clear and structured way of thinking about sustainable operation.
Why this guide matters? Refrigeration and air conditioning systems play a vital role in our lives, from cooling hospitals and data centers to preserving food and supporting industry. But they also use energy, and they contain refrigerants that must be handled with great care.
The sector is also transitioning to low global warming potential refrigerants, which often have different safety characteristics. So the people who operate these systems need updated guidance, both technical and practical, to handle the complexities responsibly.
That's exactly what this guide does. It organizes best practices into 8 dimensions of practice, each ending with a mindset, short, clear statements that help shape a culture of sustainability. Let's walk through each dimension, what it means, why it matters, and how the mindset reinforces the practice. The 8 dimensions of practice. The first of the 8 dimensions is the safe storage and proper handling of refrigerants.
We begin with refrigerant management, because if refrigerants aren't stored or handled properly, everything else is at risk. This dimension explains how to store cylinders safely, protect them from heat and damage, maintain proper labeling, ensure ventilation, and use the correct personal protective equipment.
It also covers safe transfer procedures, how to avoid contamination, and how to prevent accidental releases during charging, recovery, or maintenance. When refrigerants are treated with care, safety improves and emissions decline.
And the mindset that anchors this dimension is refrigerant is an asset, not a consumable. Once teams adopt that perspective, refrigerant stewardship becomes second nature.
The second dimension is periodic leak checking and proper documentation.
Leaks might seem small, but they create huge impacts: higher energy bills, equipment strained, and environmental damage. This dimension outlines how to conduct leak inspections, verify repairs, document findings, and use that data to identify patterns.
It also stresses the importance of documentation. When teams record leak locations, repair methods, and refrigerant quantities added, they gain insight into long-term system behavior.
And the mindset here is simple and powerful. No leak is acceptable. It shifts teams from fixing problems to preventing them.
The third dimension is the preventative maintenance of equipment.
Next is preventative maintenance. This is the core of long-term reliability. The guide explains scheduled maintenance, predictive strategies, and how to manage unscheduled repairs in a structured way.
The guide also includes sample preventative maintenance work orders for virtually every type of equipment: chillers, cooling towers, pumps, valves, variable refrigerant flow systems, and parallel rack systems. These checklists make maintenance more consistent and thorough.
And the mindset captures it perfectly. A well-maintained system is a sustainable system. Maintenance isn't just technical, it's environmental stewardship. The fourth dimension is the preventative maintenance of automatic controls.
Automatic controls act as the brain of the system. When sensors drift out of calibration or sequences become outdated, the entire refrigeration and air conditioning plant suffers, sometimes dramatically.
And this dimension teaches teams how to verify sensors, test actuators, check alarm functions, review control logic, and document any changes properly.
Controls aren't something you set once. They must be maintained consistently.
Which leads to the mindset. If controls don't work properly, nothing works properly. Because even the best equipment can't overcome bad control logic.
The fifth dimension is energy-efficient operation.
Energy efficiency is a major opportunity area. This dimension shows how to optimize temperature set points, reduce part load inefficiencies, maintain clean heat transfer surfaces, and ensure pumps and fans operate only when needed.
It includes specialized checklists covering chilled water plants, annual inspections, absorption chillers, and instrumentation. These tools help teams make informed decisions rather than relying on guesswork.
And the mindset that brings this home, efficiency is achieved through deliberate operation, meaning efficiency isn't a one-time project, it's a disciplined habit.
The sixth dimension is the proper commissioning, recommissioning, and retrocommissioning.
Commissioning is not a one-and-done activity. Over time, conditions change, buildings are modified, equipment ages, new loads are added. That's why this dimension highlights commissioning, recommissioning, and retrocommissioning as continuous performance processes.
It outlines how to verify design intent, update set points, recalibrate sensors, and correct long-running performance gaps. Many plants run far below their potential simply because they haven't been recommissioned in years.
And the mindset makes that point clear. Systems must perform as intended, not just as installed. A system that kind of works is not enough. The seventh dimension is the proper disposal of equipment and refrigerant at end of life.
Sustainability doesn't stop when equipment is replaced. It continues through responsible end-of-life practices. This dimension covers safe refrigerant recovery, preventing cross-contamination, handling oils, reclaiming valuable components, and complying with local disposal regulations.
Poor disposal can negate years of good operational practice. Proper end-of-life management protects the environment and supports circularity within the cooling sector. And the mindset reinforces this responsibility. End-of-life is a critical part of sustainability. And the eighth and final dimension is the competencies of operating and service personnel.
Finally, none of this can happen without skilled people. This dimension outlines the competencies needed to safely operate and maintain modern refrigeration and air conditioning systems, especially those using next-generation low GWP refrigerants.
And it also supports national certification programs, workforce development, and global initiatives like the Refrigerant Driving License, which helps countries strengthen technician competency.
The mindset here is essential. Competent personnel are essential for safe and sustainable operation. People make the difference.
And to help teams put all of this into practice, the guide includes an online toolkit with editable checklists, maintenance forms, logs, and templates that can be adapted to any facility.
You can download the guide and the full toolkit at the ASHRAE UNEP portal.
This resource is practical, comprehensive, and ready to use. We encourage you to share it with your teams and integrate it into your operations.
Thanks for joining us.
And here's to safer, more efficient, and more sustainable cooling everywhere.